Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to Find Your Daily Calm. I'm Cel Gaston. Welcome to another serene episode of Find Your Daily Calm, where we explore the depths of mindfulness and the heights of personal growth. I'm your host, Cel, and today's episode brings us a special moment of reflection with an esteemed guest, Scott Allen. With a life dedicated to unlocking human potential, Scott Allen draws from over 10,000 hours of research and practice in confidence development and mindset mastery. His journey from a corporate business trainer in Japan to a transformational success strategist has culminated in a collection of best-selling books that have inspired people worldwide. Today, we're honored to have Scott read a segment from his empowering book, Empower Your Gratitude. So, wherever you are, allow yourself this moment to pause, breathe, and immerse in the transformative power of gratitude.
Gratitude practices for bringing joy into every moment. Thank you is the best prayer you can say. I say it a lot. Thank you expresses extreme gratitude, humility, and understanding. Alice Walker. The best part is that there are many ways to offer this prayer of gratitude. Here are some quick practices to make every moment of your life more joyful and meaningful. Practice self-compassion. Being kind and loving to yourself is one of the secrets to a happy, balanced life. But unfortunately, it is one that many of us ignore. Self-compassion not only makes you feel good about yourself, it's also a way of thanking yourself for going through the daily grind of life, striving for happiness in the face of adversity, and cultivating gratitude every day. It recognizes your efforts and motivates you to keep going. Say kind words to yourself and try to speak positively to yourself at all times. Every time you hear words or phrases in your mind that suggest you are not good enough or that you are a failure, replace them with positive suggestions, such as the following. I'm kind and loving. I love myself. I am doing well in life. I feel happy and positive. I am surviving and getting better every day. Love surrounds me. I am confident and strong. I am a compassionate soul. I have many talents that I use efficiently. Do your best to find out what your real needs are and find ways to meet them. Treat yourself to something nice and rewarding now and then to encourage yourself to keep up with all the good work you have done in life. Forgive yourself for your mistakes and avoid holding grudges. Instead, live in the present and make it worthwhile. 10 minutes of gratitude. Set your alarm for a quick 10-minute gratitude break twice a day. You can take it during your lunch break, after work, in between difficult tasks, or when you get home and want to relax. During these 10 minutes, think about the different things, experiences, people, thoughts, and anything else you are grateful for. For example, you could be grateful for your daily experiences or something that didn't happen during the day. Feel grateful for the way your coworker brought you coffee, the way your boss appreciated you, the sweet text you received from an old friend, and the thought of having a safe home to return to after work. For 10 minutes, think of nothing but your blessings, and you'll be amazed at how quickly you'll feel calm and peaceful. Self-compassion in action. It's understandable that work can seem hard, exhausting, and even suffocating at times, especially if you're in a job or line of work that you don't particularly enjoy. However, since your career is an important aspect of your life, it is important to cultivate gratitude for it so that the thought of it does not make you cranky, and also so that you can work peacefully and enjoy your work. Each day before you go to work, think of any three positive things about your job. For example, you might think about how it helps you pay the bills, how it challenges you to be better, and how it helps you survive in life. Write these positive things down and think about them often. Next, think about the unemployed and those who have lost their jobs and cannot find further employment. This could be through COVID-19 or the job market has crashed. But be thankful that you have the means to manage your expenses and that you also have the means to help other people. Next, take a moment to close your eyes and visualize yourself doing well at your job, especially the one task you dread the most, and see yourself excelling at it. Continue this practice for 5 minutes, and then do it again during your lunch break. You'll soon find yourself feeling better about your job and even enjoying it, regardless of the hardships that come with it. Keep a gratitude journal. You can take the gratitude quotes from this book, find some more online, and create your own notebook of gratitude quotes. Then, whenever you feel discouraged or demotivated, open a page of the journal, glance at a gratitude quote, or read it aloud to allow love to flow within you. Within minutes, you will feel spiritually revitalized and ready to tackle the problem. Send thank you notes and messages to people. Each day, send a thankful text message, email, or even a picture of yourself with a thankful note to at least one of your loved ones. You could even set aside days to be grateful to different family members, friends, relatives, and even coworkers. Once in a while, write a detailed gratitude letter to someone you love. Do something nice for someone in secret. Expressing gratitude does not have to be through the direct medium of saying thank you every time. Doing something nice, even for others without letting them know, is a great way to express your gratitude to them and to the universe. Every once in a while, think of a loved one or someone you know, your neighbor, coworker, boss, or anyone else you think needs some love, compassion, and positivity, and do something nice for them. For example, you could send muffins to your sister at work without telling her, feed your neighbor's dog when it is in the yard, send an anonymous package to your partner, or do anything else that will make them feel better. Also, keep an eye out for strangers outside who need help. Perhaps you see an elderly lady shopping for tomato soup, and you place a few cans in the aisle next to her when she has her back to you. Knowing that your anonymous actions are making people smile will make you feel good. In addition, add some journaling and visualization-based gratitude strategies to your life because they reinforce your good habits. Remember, a heart full of gratitude attracts more abundance because it has learned and mastered the art of seeing the good in everything. Nothing ever seems bad or impossible because there's always some good, some possibility built into it, and so this heart makes you more abundant in life. Practice gratitude visualization. Visualization practices use imagery to help you create scenarios in your mind, believe in them, and attract these or similar experiences to yourself. The human mind cannot distinguish between reality and imagination. It accepts whatever you believe. One way to feed it your beliefs is to visualize them. This is where gratitude-based visualization comes in. It is a simple and effective way to plant gratitude in your mind so that it becomes a constant in your life. Here's how to practice this. First, take 10 minutes out of your routine and use that time to sit somewhere nice and quiet. Now, sit comfortably and close your eyes. Imagine a glowing light entering your heart and spreading peacefully to every part of your body. As it grows stronger, imagine yourself feeling lighter, happier, and more optimistic than before. The light is now radiating out from you. This light is gratitude, and as it has filled your heart and body, you're now in a place to spread joy around to everyone you meet. Imagine yourself enjoying the everyday pleasures of life and the many gifts your life has to offer. As you work at this practice every day, you begin to believe that gratitude is a permanent part of your life and find it easier to offer it.
As we gently bring this episode to a close, we reflect on the profound segment read by Scott Allen from his book, Empower Your Gratitude. It's moments like these that remind us of the strength found in gratitude and the calm it brings to our daily lives. For those intrigued by Scott's insights and wishing to dive deeper into his work, we've included details about Scott and his life-changing books on the episode notes. His journey of empowerment, enriched by extensive experience and research, offers a beacon of inspiration for all of us seeking to navigate the complexities of life with a grounded sense of gratitude. Thank you for sharing this moment of calm with us today. Until we meet again, I'm Sel, encouraging you to find your daily calm in the gratitude that surrounds us, in the challenges we overcome, and in the journey of continuous self-improvement. Stay calm, stay grateful.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.